You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to our buddy Dave O'Brien. And Dave, hope you are doing well during this pandemic and all that's been happening. Obviously, no baseball, which is what you cover and covering the Braves. And you do a terrific job for The Athletic. I want to start with, first and foremost, the response of the players, which is something Mike and I have been talking about today with Max Scherzer coming out and basically saying there's no reason to continue this conversation. I just want to know how you feel about this from a player standpoint and then from the owner's standpoint. I mean, is there a right or wrong here, or are they both wrong, or are they both right?
They're just negotiating. I mean, they both are. The proposal that the owners made, the first official proposal after the players, after it became clear that their plan to have the players take a split of the revenues was going to be a non-starter, because the players' union views that as a form of a salary cap, and salary cap is never going to happen with the union. So the owners then kind of regathered themselves and presented their actual first proposal, and their first official proposal Tuesday night was pretty ludicrous, if you ask me. I mean, it was the prorated salaries, which the players have already agreed to in March, and then it was a sliding scale of additional reductions in players' salaries according to how much money they made. Guys that made the minimum, $560,000, would only give up like 10% of their salary, you know, after the proration's in effect. So they would only say that their salaries reduced by like $30,000, right? They make like half of their $560,000 salary. Play 82 games and make 200 and whatever it is, 80, they'll lose like $30,000. So no big deal, right?
Right.
But as you went up, the guys who've been in the league for any length of time and are making, you know, millions, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, it goes up. The higher you go, the bigger percentage. And it got to the point where if you make like over $20,000, the highest paid guys, who are the ones who pull a lot of weight, both with the union and positions with the union, or most of the guys that are player reps have been around for a while. They're making a little money, if it ain't, you know, the Mike Trouts, but they're making good money. But they're asking guys like Mike Trout and Scherzer to take reductions in salary. Say Trout was supposed to make $37,000 this year, I mean, $37 million this year, his highest paid player in 2020. He would end up getting like $6 million for playing 82 games, for playing a half a season. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, you can't just say because we're not going to have fans in the seats for all or most of the time, we're going to ask this guy to take a 70% reduction in the after the proration he's already agreed to,
right,
which was fair. And then maybe, you know, I think they should come to some agreement in the middle where the players do give up a little bit more in light of the fact there's not going to be any in the seats, but not nearly what the owners want them to give up. In other words, the owners want to be the ones that, you know, the players are taking all the risk as far as health is concerned, whatever risk there may be, the players, the coaches, the managers. And believe me, that's no small matter for the coaches and managers who are
right,
50,
older 60, guys. Right.
65 years old with a heart condition. This thing is no joke to those people. And, you know, as you know, they get hospitalized in a hurry. Patrick Ewing was in the hospital this week. He's my age. Patrick Ewing. You know, Pat Dye's in a hospital here in Atlanta right now. So anyway, but the players, unless they have an underlying condition, diabetes, whatever, they're not going to be they're not going to die from it, probably. You know, there's no chance they're going to die from it. But they can take it home to their little kids, to their parents, to their, you know, whatever. So that's why they want to make sure all the testing is daily and not the, like twice or three times weekly of what the owners initially proposed. But the health stuff's not going to be what stops this. It's going to be the money. In other words, the players don't want to say, okay, we'll agree to all these things you want us to do, the testing and all of this, we'll agree to you know, being sequestered to some point, to some extent on the road, and all of this stuff you have to be tested when you come in, the temperatures, you got to do all this, which behooves them too. They'll agree to all that. And to plan every day and not getting all the days off like they normally do and playing doubleheaders, do all of it. Play into November, even December maybe. But the owners then want to move, like, they want the players to also take the same financial hit as them. But actually it would be more because the players are already taking half their salaries.
Right.
But I just don't think it's fair that the owners are the ones that, when you buy a Major League franchise for $200, $300 million 10 years ago, and you sell it now, you sell it for $1 billion, you know? You do not lose money selling a Major League franchise, an NFL franchise, an NBA. So anybody that says that the owners take on financial risk is full of crap. They do not take on risk.
It is Dave O'Brien, guys from The Athletic, talking about baseball with all the sports are ratcheting up. The governor of Texas saying sports outdoors and 25% attendance can be allowed. Things starting to happen. But, Dave, getting back to baseball, obviously they want to break. They'd love to break up the union. It's been the strongest of the major sports unions for many years. No, so here's the thing. Who are the owners driving this? I mean, what's Rob Manfred? I was told Rob Manfred was a rational person. What's going on here? Who's driving this?
Well, like I said, they're negotiating. So they stake their tent here, and the players do here, and they're going to have to get to the middle. It's just they're not going to have the months and months they normally do to get there. They got about a week or two if they plan to start in July, early July, which is the plan, about July 4th. If they want to have a three-week mini camp during June, which you're going to have 2 or 3 weeks, you know, to get ready. If you want to do that in June and start around July 4th, you're going to have to get this thing done by early next week. If not, you're going to be pushing it back in the middle of July, which you can still do. You know, you can play games into November and then play a postseason up to December. You just play it on neutral sites and domes or in warm weather in neutral sites. You can do that. It's not a problem. So they're going to have to work it all out. But they started, but you know, I think the owners, they kind of laid this line in the sand, which was so far to their side, that the players are going to counter with something that's also going to be just that, you know, there's no way the owners are going to accept it. The players are going to ask for their full prorated salaries, and to play additional games instead beyond the 82. The owners are going to say, you know, no, there's no way we're paying, because the owners are saying they lose money by playing additional games, because there's nobody in the seats, they're actually going to lose money per game, they think. You know how they could, of course, settle a lot of this, is if the owners would capitulate and show the players the books, show them the records. And if you say you're losing these hundreds of millions of dollars per game, show them the records, and they won't do it.
Right.
So there's this mistrust that's undermined these negotiations between these sides for decades, and it's rearing its head right now at a really bad time with this pandemic going on, and people just don't want to see it right now.
In a shortened season, how well would the Braves be equipped for a DH and the bullpen? Because you figure they could use more pitchers. They'll use more pitchers. Maybe the rotation is expanded. How well are we suited for what could be 82 games and a DH and the bullpen?
Really well, and surprisingly, because it's almost like they designed this team with this in mind, which of course they did not. They had no idea something like this was going to happen. But the things that they built, better depth than they've had in years and years, bench depth, outfield depth, you know, just across the board depth, infield depth, utility depth, that's going to really help you when you're playing. If you're averaging a game per day instead of, you know, 6 games a week or 5 games a week, you're going to be playing every day basically, because you're going to have doubleheaders. Even if you get an off day, you're going to have a doubleheader make up for that. So you're going to need the 30 players or whatever that's going to be on the active roster instead of 26. And then beyond that, you're going to have a taxi squad like the old football days of another 20 guys. The Braves are going to have guys there that can play and not just a bunch of fringe guys that you would have had to have in the past, because you didn't go much deeper than, you know, down in AAA, you only had a handful of guys that were ready for the big leagues. And then as far as you mentioned the bullpen, you know, they put together their deepest bullpen since probably 2002 when Smoltz was closed, and then they had that unbelievable pen. This is their best bullpen since then, and it's deep and deep with quality. And then you got all these young arms behind them that you could easily go 10, 12 deep in this bullpen, and you're really going to need that when you're playing, you know, every day and playing some doubleheaders especially, you're going to need that. So, and then you got starting depth. Instead of, like, trying desperately to find a fifth starter or a sixth starter if somebody got hurt, you're about 7 deep with really quality starters, and 8 deep if you want to say, you know, Kyle Wright, Tukey Toussaint, pitched really well in spring training, showed he's made a lot of progress. So You're in really good shape with the pitching staff. So I think the Braves are really in a good spot for a short and compressed season, if you will.
Dave O'Brien with us here for about a minute more from The Athletic. Always great stuff and great musical takes, too. Always love when you're pimping this day in music or a new record. Dave, real quick, I know we touched about it earlier, but the DH, I mean, we're not really equipped for it. Who would be your lefty and righty DH?
Well, you are kind of equipped because that's that depth I was talking about. With Austin Riley and Camargo battling for third base, well, all of a sudden you could give it to Camargo if you wanted to and have Riley DH, or you could give it, let Riley play there, and then you have Camargo be a super utility guy, and you could, in the AL, if you look, nobody really goes. There's only a few, two or three really stud DHs that do it every day. For the most part, teams use two or three guys nowadays. That's just the way that teams have been doing it. It's not like in the old days. There's not many big poppies out there anymore. So the NL, it's not going to be as big of a negative as people think overall, but with a team like the Braves, I don't even know that they're at a disadvantage because while they didn't build the team with a DH in mind, they've got this more outfield depth than they could have possibly used it with a 25-man roster. So you got these extra guys, you know, your Marquecas, you've got five outfielders that are really everyday-type outfielders, and then you got Austin Riley. So you've got some good pop coming off the bench with, I can't even think. What did the outfielder last year hit 30 down in AAA in the majors? So. But you go five deep with the outfield, and you got the extra infielder, and then you got maybe a long shot like a Peter O'Brien, a guy who's whiff prone but has got huge power, like he showed in spring training, that would not have made the roster on a 25-man roster, but with a 30-man roster, you know, that's legit. You might legitimately be able to carry him because you're not going to you afford to carry a guy that just gives you like one dimension, like a big bat or a lot of speed or something like that. So I think they really look good as far as the DH is concerned, better than they would have looked in this situation if this had come up. Adam Duvall is the guy I'm trying to think of, by the way,
yeah,
who had 32 bombs last year in AAA, and then he hit a few more when he got called up here late in the year. So, I mean, there's that guy right there is your DH or you know, split it with Riley and him and Marquecas if the matchup's right or whoever, you know. But you got some guys you can rotate in there.
Dave, it's always a pleasure, man. Great stuff. And as this thing moves forward, we'll be getting you back on, man. Appreciate you today.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.